This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We have heard from numerous local and state officials here on The Source since the start of the pandemic that contact tracing is critical for getting ahead of COVID-19. But did the city fumble contact tracing just as the community needed it the most? There's some reporting in Express News from Brian Chasnoff explaining how this process moved forward and how things may not have gone according to plan. And also, our phone line is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. Give us a call if you had contact with contact tracing and what was your experience like. Brian Chasnoff, welcome to The Source.
Hey, thanks, David. I appreciate it.
So why is contact tracing so important? Why do we keep hearing about it? And how well did San Antonio do in this regard?
So contact tracing is sort of a catch-all phrase that actually encompasses two parts, two processes, if you will. The first is really case investigations, and that's where you have people calling the positive COVID-19 patients and trying to determine who their close contacts have been over the past 48 hours or so. And then you have the second part of the process where you have other calls that go out to those close contacts, telling them, you've been exposed, here's how to get tested, and please quarantine for 2 weeks. And it's important because it can help stop the spread of the disease, or at least slow the spread of the disease, because you essentially corral individuals who have been exposed to the virus.
People who came in contact to someone who tested positive with coronavirus may not have known that that person was infectious at the time. And if we want to prevent the spread of it through the community, we need to reach out to those people who came in contact and ask them to stay home for a while, self-quarantine, and get tested in order to, get ahead of it. But apparently that didn't happen. There was a massive backlog, 2,692 cases, backlog for investigation. How did that happen?
So with that number, it's important to note that number only captures backlog cases in June. There is an untold number of cases that never got investigated that predate June that we just don't know. And really, an easy way to tell this story is through numbers. If you'll recall, back in April, the mayor and the county judge convened a panel of health experts. And they put out a series of recommendations, before the state and the city reopened. And one of those recommendations was for Metro Health to get 175 case investigators. And again, that's the first part of the process where you call the patient. Get 175 case investigators working. And, these emails that we got through an open records request, these were emails in June between Metro Health staff, showed us that even in early June, there were only 25 case investigators working. So that was just a fraction of the recommendation from the health experts. And really, they didn't start, ramping up capacity there with case investigators until this huge surge that everyone is unfortunately aware of hit the city in early June.
So trying to figure out where is the disconnect here. Where obviously we had County Judge Wolf, other people vocal saying we need contact tracing, we're doing this, this is important to us, and then it didn't happen, basically.
Right. We tried to get down into the granular details of what went wrong, and there was a few emails that we found that did illustrate some of the back and forth. You'll recall that Dawn Emmerich was the director of Metro Health until June 25th when she resigned. And, subsequent reporting has showed that Emmerich and Assistant City Manager Colleen Bridger, who has since taken over as director of Metro Health, they did not have the best relationship. And there was some disagreement between them about how best to go about getting case investigators working. And one email we found was that Emmerich was trying to get a local epidemiologist to recruit and train some volunteers back in early May to work as case investigators. And she had to put a stop to that. Emmerich sent an email to the epidemiologist saying, we need to stop this for now. We have enough contact tracers and case investigators right now. Dr. Bridger wants us to stop this effort. And the way that Dr. Bridger explained that to me was that volunteers can be unreliable, and she wanted to ramp up the case investigators through a hiring process, which it should be noted has taken place at this point. There's a $2 million contract with the UT Health School of Public Health where by the end of next month, by the end of August, there will be 400 case investigators working.
We talked about how important it is to have contact tracing in place and how the role it can play in trying to slow the spread of COVID. And you document how there was a problem beefing up the contact tracing here in San Antonio, but this was also happening statewide as well. With Greg Abbott's plan, he had announced a goal to hire 4,000 contact tracers. That never happened. Apparently, people were making all these announcements and saying it's a lot more harder to get things done than in reality. But so this not meeting these expectations, did it raise the risk factor for our community to come in contact with COVID-19?
What now?
Did this make San Antonio more vulnerable to the spread of COVID, this failure?
Well, I mean, I'll just channel the comments of an epidemiologist I spoke to and some public health experts who say that absolutely it did have an impact. So testing and tracing are the primary tools, really the only tools that the local health department has to control the spread of any contagion. That's what they do, and that's how you get your arms around the problem. And as you know, testing is a separate issue with all kinds of other problems. But if you're going to focus on contact tracing as well, if it's not an adequate response, then it's going to allow clusters of disease to flare up to levels where eventually you have exponential growth, which is what we've unfortunately been seeing over the past month or so.
Where are we right now with contact tracing?
Right now, as I mentioned, the contract that Metro Health has with the UT Health School of Public Health, that's going to bring online 400 case investigators and about 175 contact tracers, that the second part of that process. Metro Health is also integrating its contact tracing efforts into a statewide system called Texas Health Trace. So it sounds like there's going to be overall a more robust effort here on this front, and hopefully it makes a difference.
Brian Chasnoff, investigative reporter for the San Antonio Express News, thanks for helping us work through your story about not having enough contact tracers in place as the virus ran through San Antonio. We appreciate that. Coming up after this break, we're going to be talking about the census count here locally and across Texas. What happens if there's an undercount? This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. We'll be right back.